Women talk.
Remember, the law is spiritual. In other words, the law can never, ever, ever be violated. You have to understand that or you'll never understand what we're about. The law was extant and standing there in the face of Abraham. It was in the face of Noah. It was in the face of Adam. It was in the face of... It's always been
in your face.
In the face of the human race. The fullness of the law. Understand?
Yeah.
Still facing you. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, unless every jot and tittle of the law is fulfilled, you're without hope. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in your mind, otherwise you'll never understand it. Think. Yeah. 1 Peter chapter 2. Unto you, verse 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. He's a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to everybody else. He's ugly to everybody else. He has no form that anybody should desire him, but to you who believe, he's precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereupon also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now, again, we missed something in the English translation. You have now obtained total mercy. There is no part of you that isn't under grace or mercy. But the operative thing that I want you to see here is that you are a royal priesthood. You got that? Now go back to Leviticus 22.
We're not a people.
Because you weren't. We were a dead.
Nothing.
We were a nothing.
If we were chosen before, you know,
and we didn't know it. We didn't know it.
So it wasn't valid.
Doesn't make any difference. Nothing in God's word, nothing in the plan of God makes any difference unless you know it.
Okay.
The sacrifices of God are not dependent on your apprehension of it. But your joy is directly dependent on your apprehension of his fullness. All right, so you're a royal priesthood. Now what? But we got a problem here. We got a little bit of a problem. Leviticus 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name in those things which they hallow unto me. I am the Lord. Say unto them, whosoever he be of all your seed among all your generations, is what it means there, that goeth unto the holy things which the children of Israel hallow unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. What man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper, or hath a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he be clean. And whosoever toucheth anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, etc., etc. And he gives all of the requirements. One of the things is you cannot be, so the essence of this is that you cannot be in the priesthood if you have leprosy. Until you're declared clean. You got that? Mm-hmm. Scriptures say, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You cannot be in the priesthood if you have leprosy. The last time we met, I told you two things. I told you, and all of you said amen to it. That's always dangerous to say amen.
Unless you know just...
You all told me, I told you that leprosy was rebellion, leprosy of the forehead was rebelling against God, and leprosy of the rest of the body was slander against the brethren. You all agree that you're guilty of it, and so you're leprous.
It's only one solution.
You're leprous. If you're leprous because the law is holy and spiritual, you can't be in the priesthood. But it just said you were a priest in the priesthood.
So even if you're totally leprous, you can't be in the priesthood?
No. It says if you're declared clean, then you can be in the priesthood.
Oh, yeah, until he is clean. Okay.
You got it? Okay, now go to Leviticus 13. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy shall cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. The only way that you can understand, that you can partake of the kingdom of God, that you can be a peculiar people, that you can be in this life, is to see yourself in agreement with the priest that you are totally and completely leprous. You understand me? That means that you never again have a leg to stand on because your leg has fallen off. Do you understand? If you, the leprosy...
Something went right over my head.
Okay, well, let me back up. I was setting everybody up and nobody got it except he ruined it.
No, I got it.
I got it.
Yeah.
The leprosy, its function, what it does is it causes the body parts to fall off.
You
can't take a stand.
You can't take a stand because you have a leg to stand on.
It's like those people that
can't even wear glasses nowadays. They
fall over.
Can't wear glasses.
Somebody prop Gary up.
They're stubby.
Do you understand?
You can't pass a drive.
Do you understand what it means? You understand now that you are totally rebellious. That's all you're capable of being. You understand you're totally slanderous. That's all you're capable of being.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Please.
That's the white as snow thing?
Now, let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1.
I feel something good coming out.
It's a little bit.
Where is this Isaiah?
Oh,
Isaiah 1.
Yes. I was thinking of you.
Shut up, Linda.
Don't.
Isaiah 1:2.
Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. They have rebelled against me. I don't know that you understand rebellion. The instant, the very instant that you desire your world to be different than it is, it's rebellion against God. The very instant that you mind talk with yourself to figure it out, it's rebellion against God. The very instant that you think there is a thought or an arena in your life that isn't originating in the Father, it's rebellion of the forehead against God. And because of that condition, which you have been in since your earliest being, you have been declared by the Holy City to be forever alone outside the camp. Am I communicating? You have been so far from the promise, you can't even see it. Your mind has been incapable of comprehending the idea that the reality of perfection is your overriding. It's here. Because your mind has been so far out in death, in separateness, that you have spent an entire lifetime trying to prove to yourself and others that you were worthy of being here. And the moment you step into the idea of mind talk with yourself, that's the only reason you mind talk, is to try to make yourself worthy. Yeah. It's impossible otherwise. The moment you begin the process, you've bought the lie. This is inexorable. It's a process that is endemic to the whole human race. Now, they don't know they have leprosy, and I'll show you why in a minute. But now it's time for you to know your leprous condition so that you can be declared by the priest clean. Hallelujah. Never again give it another thought. Quit this incessant stupidity of trying to make yourself better. How often, how long shall you gad about to change yourself? Is the way Jeremiah put it. The ox knoweth his master, or his owner, and the ass his master's crib, or feed box. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, they are gone away backward. They're not a little ways from the truth, they're exactly backward from it. Remember faith, the word? Faith is not a word by which you can have a little bit of it. Faith is a word which says it's either all faith or it's no faith. You understand that? You can't get better. You can't improve. That's why the first shall be last and the last shall be first. That's why there is no respecter of persons in the body. That's why I cannot have more faith than you can have. There's either total or there's none. Watch. They are gone away, not a little bit off the track, they are gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any longer? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, the vessel, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Now, I made the mistake very, very early in my walk as a believer to have God show me what I look like. And the message was loud and clear. Read Isaiah 1:6. Leprosy from the top of the head to the sole of the foot. But I don't know it. I'm And so as long as I don't know it, I have to walk this incessant walk of trying to make my life better, trying to make my life worthy, trying to prove something to somebody, always searching for something, anything. We give it all kinds of names. Watch. Your country is desolate. Your cities are already burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate, is overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard. That means totally isolated. As a lodge in a garden of cucumbers. I don't know what that means. As a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a seed, is what the proper, you should write that in there, with a very small remnant. It's the Hebrew word Zeruah. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a seed, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Do you understand what that means? That means that you see with the Father that unless the seed were in you, you should have been destroyed. Now try to tell me something. Tell me a problem. Compare your situation with destroyedness. Do you understand? Except the Lord had left us a seed, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. You know where they are? In the bottom of the Dead Sea. You know what the human race is? In the bottom of the Dead Sea. Because they've dammed up the river of living waters, typified by the Jordan. That's why the waters are always, when the simile, but when they talk about the sea, salty water, is always a symbolism for the human race. With no life. It's only death. Now you've all been around enough to know that that's the truth. There's only death. The human race. Salt and sea. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. That's what we're going to do in the talk show. That's all it is. We're talking to the rulers of Sodom. And give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? To what purpose is your Sunday? To what purpose is your Wednesday? To what purpose is your television station? To what purpose is your giving to charity? To what purpose is America? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. That's Jerry Falwell. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of the lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts or to enter my presence? Bring no more vain oblations. Ha! Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me, I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands. See that when you forget, see now we've gotten this deal that people pray now, and you fold your hands in prayer. The Hebrews and Jesus, they didn't pray that way. They prayed this way. To be ready to receive. Doug prayed this way. Tantric yoga.
That's more like this one.
When you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you clean, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings. And the evil of your doings is your doings. In other words, your doings are the evil. You got it? How do you stop doing your doings?
See what you're doing, he's doing.
See that he is living. That's all. It's not. Stop. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Cease to do Larry.
Especially Harry.
Cease to do Harry.
I'm not going to do any more Larry.
Well, I'm not going to do any more Ollie.
Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widows. Come now and let us reason together. Here defines the highest order of reason. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, though your sin is as scarlet, you remember the process, let's go back to Leviticus. Leviticus 13.
This is weird.
What?
This is weird.
Why?
I don't know how you would have ever drawn this. Running sore and be a scarlet. I mean, it just...
Watch. She says it right here. Verse 13, chapter 13. The priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean. But half the clay, it all turned white. He's clean. It's as white as snow. You got it?
Clean. He's clean, but he still has leprosy.
That's right. You can't ever remember that leprosy never can be. It's impossible to heal it.
Today it's impossible.
Can't be healed.
He doesn't have a leg.
Let's go. Wait a minute. I want to show you something. Go. Keep your hand there a minute. Acts 28. No, Mark 4. We'll show you where Jesus said it. Okay. No, wait a minute. It's a good thing, Rick. It's bad enough that Harry and Rex are here, but if Rick were here, we'd have, for the next 5 weeks, we'll have nothing but leprosy jokes.
That's right. Doug will be able to take up the slack.
Doug will take up the slack?
Oh, he is.
Oh, come on. You get...
So the rabbi says you don't have a leg to stand up to the leg.
Okay, so
because in leprosy, your leg falls off.
Well, it must have a sexual connotation. So y'all keep giggling like girls.
You don't have a leg to stand.
It's just real simple.
The other thing falls off.
Well, <don't know. laughs>
Linda.
Now I get that one.
Chapter 4, verse 11. Mark 4, verse 11. I changed my mind. See what you get for rebellion?
Your head will fall off. Your head will fall off.
She won't go there now.
Mark 4.
Well, I'm not reading.
He said unto them, unto you, even the arrogant ones. Huh? Mark 4, verse 11. He said unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, or all things are in parables. That seeing they may see and not perceive. And hearing they may hear and not understand. Lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. It doesn't say it there. Gotta go to Acts 28. Never mind.
I'm glad you did that, because that's like our Bible study.
Never mind.
Oh, shit.
No. Well, this doesn't say exactly what that
is. Where was that scripture?
Where a minute ago was.
For Acts 28, verse 25. It's the same scripture, but we'll see. When they had agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our father, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing, you shall hear and shall not understand. Seeing, you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. God doesn't want you healed.
Yeah.
Can't be cured of leprosy.
I don't care how much I've tried to, I've heard here, heard, how much I've seen, it hasn't done one bit of good to convert me.
Larry Flair.
To the flesh.
Yeah. It's never. But even hearing. I mean, it's still, because there wasn't any, it wasn't the power of God doing it.
Amen. As soon as you try to do it, it's uncleanness. Okay, watch. Back to Leviticus.
Well, if you ever stop being a leper, you'd stop being a leper vessel. You become a holy vessel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leviticus 13. Verse, we just saw that he's turned white. If he's got it from his head to his foot. But, verse 14, when raw flesh appeareth in him, he's unclean. Now, what does that mean?
Like sarks that Paul talks about?
It's the flesh. Sarks, it's the flesh. When raw flesh, when sensory perception, carnality appeareth in him, he's unclean again in an instant.
So it's like when he's...
When you judge, when you make a judgment in your life, after the seeing of the ear, the seeing of the eye, the hearing of the ear, or the touching, the sensory perception, when you make a judgment based on that, raw flesh is turned.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like, raw flesh has no covering.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the moment raw flesh occurs, then you're outside the camp. The moment... You turn from it, it turns white, and now it's white as snow. You're totally leprous, that's where the white as snow business came from. You got it?
Yeah. So what were the physical particulars? Could they be all white and then something fall off and then there'd be raw flesh or something? And then they'd be unclean until that healed over?
Until I turned white.
Turned white.
Well, by all the law. Remember, all the stuff we read. Read it again. We read it last... Tuesday. But you got it. You got the picture. You got the type.
It's no wonder he said our vile bodies.
And our flesh. He that liveth in the flesh cannot please God. Your carnal mind, the flesh, carnal just means flesh, cannot please God. It's an enemy of God.
I keep seeing this image, and it's like, what the hell is it? The Greek horror flick. I want to say body snatchers or grave snatchers or whatever the hell those creatures
are.
Great. Where the hands and the limbs just, people grab them as they fall off.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
zombies.
Okay, now watch. When raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. But the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed into white, he shall come back unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. That hath the plague, he is clean. You understand?
So it's forgetting that you're totally leprous.
So you forget the instant you forget, in the spirit, let me speak to this clearly. The instant you forget that you're totally leprous, your automatic response will be to turn the white into the flesh. In other words, you will try to do something. The moment you try to do something, the raw flesh appears in the spirit, mm-hmm. and you're unclean.
It's like when I would do good, evil is present.
That's right. You understand? Yeah. It's so neat. The moment you want to change yourself, raw flesh appears. No matter how spiritual it may sound, no matter how sincere you may be, the moment you want to change yourself, it goes from the white to the raw flesh. You're unclean. You're outside the camp. I didn't tell you to get out. I just recognized you are unclean. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, this isn't for bananas. This isn't, this is...
This is
I'm
really
talking hitting. To the stealth.
Yeah, this is really hitting me because lepers, wherever the leprosy is, there's no feeling. It's numb. There's absolutely no feeling and no ability to do
it's
anything.
Yeah.
And so if you're totally leprous, you have no ability to do anything. But if there's one part of you that still works, it looks like regular flesh and it's not leprous and it
Amen.
Works. It does its own thing. You
yeah.
can do things with
it. Now you can do your own thing. Yeah, now you try to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, this is the
yeah.
same message you've always heard,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But it's just a kind of a wild. Let me show you something.
We're just checking
the numbers here.
We need to give a 2-second review of something.
2 seconds.
Remember that the world, the entire world, all the world being your sensory perception. By definition, if you'll think about it, the world is a place where you have options, choices. That's the illusion. Okay? Can you understand that? All of the world, I mean, it's everywhere, because it's here is the battle. All of the world has to be the place that Israel comes from. Because, not truly, but in appearance. Because just as Christ was born in the promise, but as an infant was sent into the world, into Egypt, he had to flee Egypt to save his life, that so that same process is repeated in each one of you. The real you has always been the infant, the Christ, the seed of God. Except for that seed, you'd have been made like Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, so the world is a place where you have choices. Now, I don't think you guys have any more choices. Right? If you don't have any choices, that's the wilderness. Now some of you, you keep making visits to the promise and you come back to Kadesh Barnea. You run up here and visit the promise a little bit, you see it for an instant, then you come back to the sanctuary in the wilderness because it's safe. There's a safety net. You got it? When you finally enter the promise, you find there's the place where there's no doubt. But you got one more step to go. You have to enter the New Jerusalem, where there's only joy. No doubt is a lesser position than the state of ecstasy. Excuse me. You got it? So it's choices, no choices, no doubt, joy unspeakable. That's our heritage. That's the road we're on.
And in the promise, then, this choices thing, then
there's no choices.
Everything's open
Amen.
To you. In other words, you can do anything because
Amen.
You're in any direction.
To the pure in heart, all things are pure. Now watch.
Something to jive.
What?
Maybe I'm mixing metaphors. If when you enter into the promise, that's the place of no doubt. And we also said in the promise is the only place that can be leprosy.
Just a minute. Okay, now watch. It's impossible. The only one... No, it's only... How can I say this? It's two-dimensional. First of all, the only person that can contact leprosy is a resident of the promise, of the promised land.
Not an issue in the wilderness or in Egypt or
yeah. I'm not saying it doesn't exist
yeah,
there.
It's not
seen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
You can't have leprosy in the world. You can't see leprosy in the world. You can't see leprosy in the wilderness. The only place you can see leprosy is the promise.
I have it. Now that's good because...
But you cannot see leprosy. Leprosy is impossible in Jerusalem.
That was neat because last night Brenda was saying how she's beginning to see the leprosy. And, you know, that I didn't know how to explain it that way, but she's starting to see how she can't abandon and can't do this and can't do that. And you can't see that without being there.
Okay. Now what's confusing you?
Nothing. I just didn't. I like didn't go on. Huh? I like didn't go on, but I'm not confused.
Now, all persons in the promise may contact leprosy except a heathen or a resident alien. Heathen can't contact leprosy, and a resident alien cannot. Now, a resident alien is a heathen who has acquired Palestinian or Israeli citizenship on condition that he undertook to observe only the laws of Noah, and he renounced idolatry. You understand?
He was under the law.
Now, only the Noah, no. You remember, we've talked about this 100 times. The 7 laws of Noah after the flood and this relationship to the thing in the book of Acts when Paul made the agreement.
Well, they said only, if somebody wants to obey some laws, let's let them.
Only obey these 7.
Okay.
That made him a resident alien. But they weren't a partaker. They were only there in terms of an interested bystander. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
The interested bystander can't contact leprosy.
Mm-hmm. Contact leprosy.
Can't see, can't
contract.
Have, contract.
Get
can't get it. Or if you can get it, I mean, you can't see it is the point.
Yeah.
It's only, the only place under the law that you can see leprosy is the distance between the edge of the wilderness and the Jerusalem experience. It's a very short. Consider the distance. They traveled from all over, spent 40 years here in Kadesh Barnea, at least 39 years. They didn't wander around for 40 years, they settled in Kadesh Barnea. They came back down, sent spies out, and then finally. But it's only from here, the distance from here to here, or better yet,
yeah.
From here, where, forget for that. Forget that pink part. This is Jordan. From the Jordan here to Jerusalem, that's the only distance that you can have leprosy.
Of course, historically, that took a long route.
I don't care what they did.
Is that total leprosy, or just the process of being total leprosy to that point?
Look at here. Hear me. Everybody on the face of the universe, everybody has already got leprosy. They had it in Egypt, they had it in the wilderness, they had it all over the place. But the only place it's seen is that little distance. What you see, what you hear is what you will see. My point to you is, it's not up to you to go around telling your new converts that they have leprosy. That's not the issue.
What you're saying is, when you see you are leprous, you have one more step and you're in the New Jersey.
It's that far away.
Yeah.
Ah!
You see it and then there's an understanding and you don't worry about it. It's gone.
Well, it's like Pam said, as long as there's just one little ounce of flesh intact, you're going to perpetuate the lie that you aren't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Am I communicating? You all see this?
Yeah.
It's big time.
It's a book in itself.
Well, is everybody in the New Jerusalem totally leprous?
They're totally leprous, and they have their skin is as white as snow.
Is it seeing that gets you there? Mm-hmm.
Not doing, seeing. This is big. I don't think you're rocking this yet.
I thought you just said that you couldn't have leprosy in the New Jersey.
You're declared clean.
But you still have it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you couldn't have it.
I like the idea of not having it. That would make the stuff about Jesus healing fit in.
There is no healing for leprosy.
Mm-hmm. So Naaman.
He wasn't healed, he was cleansed.
He was cleansed?
We haven't talked about the cleansing process right yet. That's another mystery in itself. I just want you to get
that next metaphor.
Yeah. I just want you to know for a minute what leprosy is. I want you to see that you are totally leprous. And I want you to see why we haven't studied this until now.
Why is that?
You can't see leprosy until you're in the promise. Yeah.
What keeps going on for me is that this is not seeing that you are. It's everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it says, now can you understand? I will give you a hint of what we're going to study later. Come out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's neat.
That's really neat. The white leprosy is the white running garment here in the New Jersey.
Yeah. Did you already talk about why they couldn't have leprosy in the wilderness?
They couldn't see it.
They couldn't see it in the wilderness. It's in the Talmud.
Okay.
In the Nagaim, chapter...
reference.
Well, yeah, go ahead. I want to show you something.
Can I ask you, I think this is starting to get through, I want to ask you if this is right. Up until right now, I've been listening to what you've been saying, and I've been saying, what does this mean to me, the leper? You started out by saying we are a royal priesthood. If I am unclean, I, by definition, cannot fulfill my function. And what you are really saying is, unless you see that you are totally leprous, you cannot fulfill your role.
You cannot be cleansed.
Because you're not clean.
Right.
It doesn't have any, I mean, you're still going to have leprosy. You're still...
Yeah. It has nothing to do with being healed. It has to do with you knowing. This is the final battle, by the way. This is the final battle in the renewing of the mind.
You cannot be of service to God when you are unclean.
And you cannot be cleansed until you see that you're totally leprous.
And the big thing of the words is, there's a whole different stuff about healed and cleansed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, again, what Gary just said, the New Jerusalem looks like, to the world, looks like a leper colony. Look at what this Messiah looked like to the world.
Yeah.
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Now, the hid our faces from him, I believe, is a direct reference to this unclean business that we'll see. Yeah. They saw him as a leper. You understand?
Literally, isn't that curious?
He was Christ. I told Christ was considered. He was cast out of the gates of Jerusalem. Do you understand that? When someone was cast out for leprosy or heresy or whatever, a silver trumpet was blown at the gate to cause the attention of the people to what was going on at that gate ceremony. When Christ was cast out, they say it was 400 trumpets blew.
Don't let your son to be a rogue, be like that Jesus.
Right. I mean, there's all kinds of, there's 161 references to Jesus and the Messiah. I mean, in the Talmud. And they all talk about him in terms of the most despised, the most unclean, the most terrible of all things.
The offscouring.
The offscouring of the world.
Spectacle.
Now,
that really brings that Paul's word.
Now remember, we're talking in the general theme of what we're talking about with the red heifer, the ashes of the red heifer, the waters of jealousy, and now the leprosy, is the waters of purification, of cleansing. You're cleansed in a mystical way from the touching of the dead, from your committing of adultery, and now from leprosy. by these mysterious things. Now, if the disease is declared to be absent or to be total, the freedom had to be declared by a ceremonial purification. It was not this reality and not the ritual of the cleansing of the leper. The leper wasn't in reality cleansed as we understand that word. He wasn't cleansed by anybody's definition of cleansed. That's what I have to make you see. You will never meet anyone's standards of being right or cleansed. Just like the leper, he did not meet anybody's, under the law itself, did not meet anybody. The law demanded, would have demanded that, okay, this, like yeah. we see in the movies of Jesus of Nazareth when he cleansed that woman and all of a sudden all her everything in her hands were pure and she was beautiful again.
Yeah. She wasn't according to the law, she had to go back.
To the law at that point, she would have been unclean. She had to be, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, she had to be totally leprous, which is uglier in sin to the world. Mm-hmm. You've got to see this to stop buying the world standards, to stop walking after the course of this world.
Which is really wild when compared to all the Levitical descriptions of the requirements for the priesthood.
That's right.
No. Not a pimple, not no. anything.
Right.
Perfect. After the flesh.
I keep hearing this in the artist tense, this one says total. It's not that all of a sudden, but you see yourself totally leprous, with no hope for being different ever. It's continuous.
You're always leprous. Yeah.
And because if you don't think of it in those terms, you quickly go back to, well, I
then get you'll, better. Then you'll quickly go back to trying to get flesh holy.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now, the reason this is so hard to grok is because all you've known is the opposite of it. Your entire existence from your childhood till now has been to try to make you cover and hide the fact that you are leprous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try to act like you're not leprous.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There's nothing more not of this world than a leprechaun.
That's right.
All the cleansings and now, coverings over.
Well, the next thing we'll study, I mean, there's a lot. We got to go through what it means to have the leprosy in the house, or in what you have to do about it, what it means to have the leprosy in the garment, and what you have to do about it. And then finally, we'll study what the cleansing process is. What is the ritual, and what does it symbolize? Because it's a companion ritual. It's a twin metaphor of the scapegoat.
The cleansing?
Do y'all have enough understanding now to appreciate? The only thing I want you to do at this point is to see that except for the seed, you would have been as Sodom and made like unto Gomorrah. Unless the seed of Christ was in you, you deserve instant death, instant suffering, instant agony, and total. There is no thing in you that's worth improving or can be improved. You got it? Mm-hmm. Can you appreciate that? I mean, hey, this is, we're going to get down to the short hairs now, folks. Can you say amen to that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what's going to happen to you the next time you get about to change yourself? Once you've said amen?
We'll be reminded that we're as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Your thingy will fall off.
You won't have a leg to stand
on. You won't have a leg to stand on. You can't take a stand.
And leave your foot on the gas.
Okay, there's a... We'll spend much more time in leprosy, studying it and seeing it, because I want to make sure you see it with perfect understanding. Okay?
Good. Let's throw some books on the shelf.
Take it, big guy.